everyone. Welcome to another episode of A New Kind of Celebrity. I'm your host Venal and I'm excited to bring you another inspiring and insightful conversation this week. At A New Kind of Celebrity, we define the word celebrity differently. We define it as someone worth celebrating. Our guests are people who are doing incredible work to make this world a better place. Join us as we celebrate these individuals and learn from their experiences, leadership, and wisdom. Our guest today is Lopa Gandhi. Lopa Gandhi is the founder of Ugam Education Foundation and has more than 20 years of experience in the field of education. Her areas of focus have been teaching adolescents, curriculum design, HR management, including coaching, training, program design, and evaluation. Previously, she has worked in various capacities with different NGOs like the Akanksha Foundation, Kevalya Foundation, Muktangan, Transform Initiative, Catalysts for Social Action, among others. The organization she has founded, Ugam Education Foundation, currently works in Jharkhand. The mission to create model residential schools for girls in partnership with the district education systems to ensure that girls are educated and possess agency. Thank you so much, Lopa, for joining in this conversation. Very, very excited to sort of learn more from you and about your journey. I'd love if you can start with just sharing more about the journey that led you to founding Ugam Education.
So first of all, thank you for calling me some kind of a celebrity, at least, if not the mainstream kind. But yeah, so there is no like this very life defining epiphanic incident or moment which I can say, oh, aisa hua and then meri puri zindagi badal gayi type. It's been a slow process. The beauty is it's been slow, but it's been a process of discovery. So like 20 years ago, if anybody would have asked me, you think you will be setting up an organization and working in rural Jharkhand, I would have said, ki pagal ho gaye kya? And perhaps like 40 years ago or 35 years ago, if somebody would have asked, you will be in the social sector space, I would have said, nahin, nahin, wahan kaun jata hai? So it's been this very kind of unplanned, but also beautiful in its own way, because it's been really a journey of discovery about like about myself, of what I am good at, what I can do, and also about the reality that I see around me, how I process it and all of that. So my foray into this sector per se, whether education or not-for-profits, started with my joining Akanksha, which was about now maybe 20, 22 years ago. I remember I joined exactly a year before the 9/11 happened in the US. So that's where it started. And when I joined, mujhe kuch aisa nahi tha ki I'm going to change the world and I'm going to do something which will positively impact. So kuch nahi. Kaam karna tha, achha kaam karna tha, aisa kaam karna tha jisme mujhe kuch khushi bhi mile and then I get to learn also. So I'm not specially qualified to do anything that I do, right? So I don't have a degree in social work, or I don't have a BA, DMed, or several such other alphabets after my name. What had kind of sparked a little bit of my interest to even apply to an Akanksha at that stage was I had two children, young kids, and I used to just generally, like I guess all mothers do, would read stories and would research things for them and take them out and whatever, you know, what you do with young kids primarily. And unke saath story karna to ek baat hai, wo to maza aata hi hai, but that process of that discovery and researching and finding things out, and those are not the times when you could just Google everything away.
Correct.
So that I found very interesting. And that's what sparked my interest. And that's how I applied to Akanksha. So that's how that journey began. And then after that, for 20, 22 odd years, long time in Akanksha and then different organizations, most significant stints of time at Akanksha and at Kevalya. And then shorter stints with Muktangan and some other places. So that just deepened my understanding within the umbrella of that, right? So jaise Kevalya mein ek bahut naya jo seekhne mila wo, that was this whole interaction and interface with government systems. How do you think of system change? How do you influence system change? So that was kind of the start point. After all this, why Ugam, which was your question? To be very honest, like I said, कोई ऐसा specific कारण नहीं है कि I'm from suddenly something in I came across somebody from Jharkhand who was like changed my life. But I knew a couple of things, and it wasn't even decided in my mind that in 2015 I want to set this up. This is the business plan for the next 3 years or any of that. But I knew that if I ever set up something of my own, I wanted to work in rural areas. That also the reason was more my need than the needs in rural India. And my need was that I just felt that if 60-70% of the children who go to a school live in rural spaces, rural communities, if I spend whatever I will spend in this sector, right? I've spent some 20 odd years and maybe I'll spend another 10, 20, God knows whatever. Mm. If I were to reflect back after spending 30 years or X number of years, I would feel very incomplete if I never addressed or entered the space where 60% of the children go to school. So that was the need for me to do rural work. And I was kind of trying to understand the rural realities because pehle bahut sara kaam has been in urban. I live in Mumbai, so it's like super urban almost, one can say. So I picked up smaller assignments which took me to the rural parts and that kind of a thing. And then Jharkhand, I happened to visit Jharkhand and I looked up some data thereafter. I interacted with some people while I was there. Also including one journalist whom I met there, and he was just saying, "Arey, aap jaise logon ko to yahan kaam karna chahiye. Kya Mumbai, Delhi mein aap baithe ho?" And all of that. And I came back, checked out the data and the indicators, and that's how kind of I started work in Jharkhand. So yes, the long answer to having said that there is no big epiphanic moment was that.
No, thank you for sharing that. Very interesting. I think more often than not, it's a journey like you've shared, right? That it's just organically somehow pieced together, and less often we hear the stories. That's been one of our realizations even through this podcast, that fewer people have that one story that sort of shifted, and more people just have a more natural opportunities came through. But before I ask you any more questions, would love if you can share more of what Ugam does as well, so that for whoever's listening and for myself, like, we get an understanding.
We work with education for the girl child. And because I'm sure you are aware, and whoever is going to be interested enough in listening to this would be also aware, that girls tend to drop out in the middle school onwards, etc., for a variety of reasons, including safety and stuff like that. So there are steps being taken to stem that dropout. And one such step taken by the government of India is to set up residential schools for girls called Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalay. These run across the country, most particularly in some of the most educationally backward blocks.
Right.
So you will find, like, there are 250 odd KGBVs plus Jharkhand Balika Vidyalays in Jharkhand alone. Similarly, right? Now, setting up the KGBV solved the issue of dropout, right? But the point is that just getting girls in schools does not ensure larger changes that we expect education to achieve, which is some changes in life outcomes, life attitudes. So finally, we realize ki aisa hota hai ki jo uske saath panchvi pass hone ke baad hota tha, wo ab barvi pass hone ke baad ho raha hai. Right? So government has already invested tremendously in terms of set, and it's a very successful and very well received scheme, at least in Jharkhand. And state to state things do change, of course. So we are working with KGBVs because girl child and education was what we wanted to do. Empowerment, education, girl child. There were many channels to do that, right? We've chosen the channel of working with Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalays. Because we were very sure that we wanted to work within a system.
Right.
We did not want to set up parallel systems. So we work with KGBVs on basically improving access, quality and empowerment of the girl child through the KGBV system.
Okay.
And because to be able to achieve that, you have to work with the girls, you have to work with the teachers, you have to work with the wardens, because wo pura KGBV ek apne aap ka ek ecosystem hai.
Right.
So, aap uske andar khali ek ke saath kuch kaam karoge to changes may happen, but it'll be very difficult. And also, very often, unfortunately, schools become places where gender stereotypes and norms are perpetuated even more.
Right.
Rather than being spaces which will liberate people's minds and thinking, very often we find that, जैसे हम जब menstrual hygiene की बात कर रहे थे, तो teachers को ही बात करने में इतनी, I mean, there was a lot of hesitation at the teacher level. So obviously that's also then going to pass. So we work with multiple stakeholders in collaboration with district and state administration and in KGPBs. Right now we are in 4 districts of Jharkhand with 51 KGPBs. JBAVs is a Jharkhand's state funded model. Same thing. It's called Jharkhand Balika Avasiya Vidyalaya.
Got it.
So that's what we do.
Understood. And Lopa, when you, because like you mentioned, you've done a lot of your work with NGOs, let's say in Bombay or earlier in urban centers, when you were and you looked at the data and decided to go into Jharkhand with those other inputs and visits that you had done, what were the early sort of days like setting it up, figuring out the partnership with the government? Do you remember any early anecdotes that you could sort of share? How was the setting up like?
See, what I feel is ke एनजीओ सेटअप करना वगैरह कोई ज्यादा रैशनल डिसीजन तो हो नहीं सकता, बिकॉज इफ यू आर वेरी वेरी रैशनल एंड इफ यू आर रियली गोइंग टू जॉट डाउन लाइक द प्रोज एंड कॉन्स एंड डू ऑल दोस लॉजिक ट्रीज, यू मे कम टू एक्चुअली अ वेरी डिफरेंट कंक्लूजन अबाउट व्हाट यू शुड बी डूइंग. सो इट्स दैट टेंडेंसी दैट पीपल वुड हैव विच इज कि ओवर एनालाइज मत करो, अंदर घुसो फिर देखेंगे क्या होगा.
राइट.
So because you have not overanalyzed and you've literally kind of jumped in, you will have surprisingly good encounters and surprisingly nasty ones. Or not nasty, but like you'll be saying, "Acha, man, I mean, I didn't expect this person or this group of people to react like that." So Jharkhand was very new territory for me. I had never visited it before, not stayed there. And of course, the government wouldn't know. Why will anybody listen to me? Why will anybody want to give me an 1 hour's time also? Na? Because tum ho kaun, right? Or tumhe kuch achha karna hai, wo to tumhe pata hai na. Samne wale ko thodi pata hai. I mean,
right.
For the other person, they are listening to like 100 people coming every day and saying, oh, I've come to do this good thing for you type
Correct.
Things. So initially we started working and by setting up small centers within government schools where the after school hours, the children would stay back and the government school, we recruited them for some small extra payment and they would teach them. So it was like a whatever learning center ya jo bhi aap usko naam dena chahe, but it was running after school hours. But what I did then was we made sure that some of the teachers who were teaching in that center were government school teachers.
Right.
And it was in the school itself. So there was already the trust factor. For better or for worse, as it stands today, school is one of the most inclusive and secular spaces in a village setup you can find. Because sare bache wahan aa sakte hain, aana chahe to. Right. So that's how we started. So in doing that, of course, aapko gaon ke mukhya ko milo, isko milo, usko milo, school ke teacher ko milo, principal ko milo, parents ko milo, kyunki bachcho ko do ghanta rukna hai na, khane ka school ke baad. There were like interesting sort of experiences then, because we were also recruiting. So we had 2 teachers. One would be from that same school, which was okay, because wo school mein 2-3 hi teacher hote hain, ek do ko time nahi hota, to ek खुद ही डिसीजन हो जाता है. बट द अदर टीचर वी वर रिक्रूटिंग फ्रॉम द लोकल कम्युनिटी एंड प्रोबेबली बिकॉज जॉब्स आर वेरी फ्यू और व्हाटएवर, सो देयर वाज वी वुड होल्ड अ कम्युनिटी मीटिंग एंड वी वुड से कि हम एक टीचर रखेंगे वगैरह वगैरह. एंड वी हैड लॉट ऑफ प्रेशर, समबडी सेइंग लाइक एक्स मुखिया सेइंग मेरे बेटे को कर लो इधर, एंड वी वुड से नहीं हमें ग्रेजुएट चाहिए, हमें ये चाहिए. सो देयर वाज वन, आई रिमेम्बर दिस वन मीटिंग वेयर दिस यंग मेन केम एंड दे सेड कि अरे बच्चे को क्या एबीसीडी पढ़ाने में क्या ग्रेजुएट का जरूरत है, बिकॉज ही वॉज हिमसेल्फ नॉट अ ग्रेजुएट ऑफ कोर्स. एंड वो बहुत बहस हुई वहां. फाइनली आई हैड टू से कि देखिये मैं ये शुरू कर रही हूँ, मैं इसके लिए फंड्स ला रही हूँ, तो मेरा डिसीजन फाइनल रहेगा. तो आप मुझे इस तरह से प्रेशराइज तो नहीं कर सकते. तो नहीं नहीं फिर हम देख लेंगे कैसे यहाँ करते हो. ऐसे तो कोई नहीं, एक गांव तो है नहीं पूरे झारखंड में, आपको नहीं करना है मत कराइए इस गांव में, हम दूसरे गांव चले जाएंगे. एंड देन द पेरेंट्स वर देयर, सो आई टोल्ड द पेरेंट्स, देखिए ये अभी आपको निर्णय लेना है, आपको अपने गांव में ऐसा सेंटर चाहिए, तो वो मेरे सॉर्ट ऑफ आई विल बी ऑन माय टर्म्स एंड देन यू डील विद द यंग मैन. सो ऐसी टाइप की चीजें कुछ कुछ, एंड देन व्हेन यू डू इनिशियली लेसन प्लान्स देते थे तो वी हैड सम स्टोरी टेलिंग वन ऑफ द लेसन. सो द टीचर्स वर सो यू, तो वो टिपिकल स्कूल में स्टोरी कैसे कराते हैं ना, वो पूरा स्टोरी जो होता है ना वो टीचर एक पर्टिकुलर टोन में बोलते हैं और बच्चे उसके पीछे दोहराते हैं, एंड इट इज नॉट टू बी एंजॉयड, इट इज टू बी रोट लर्न्ड, राइट? सो इट इज एक चींटी थी एंड देन द होल क्लास एक चींटी. सो आई हैड मेड लेसन प्लान्स एंड बट इट डिडंट अकर टू मी, तो वेयर आई वुड गो फॉर ऑब्जर्विंग क्लासेस एंड ऑल, तो ये एक चींटी थी टाइप थिंग्स आर गोइंग. आई सेड हाय हाय, मैंने तो ऐसा नहीं लिखा है, क्यों ऐसा करा रहे. देन आई हैड टू स्टार्ट राइटिंग कि कहानी रटवानी नहीं है, मजे से बच्चों को सुनानी है. सो इट इज सम ऑफ दीज थिंग्स लाइक सम ऑफ योर ओन अजम्पशंस दैट यू माइट हैव मेड सडनली कैन थ्रो अप एज अ सरप्राइज. सो या विद दोज वर, एंड of course one initially we went there, we had no place to stay, electricity ke issue, I mean valued the non stop electric supply in Mumbai after I spent I think 3 weeks there. But you can't complain when you choose to work in a rural space, you these are like this part of the game.
True.
And tabhi kya tha, budget bhi nahi hota hai to aapko to ekdam wo inverter nahi laga sakte because paise nahi the inverter khareedne ke. Anyway, so that's
right. And how did this sort of learning centers in these villages lead to then working with KGBVs within the system itself?
So what happened was partly by design, but also partly like naturally, we were running about 10 such centers for the first, I think, two and a half years.
Okay.
But what would happen is that the teachers who were with UGAM, we would give them training in like the jaise aap bhi karte honge,
right.
Hum bhi karte hain, baal geet hai ye hai, and we would use different methods of teaching so the kids enjoyed,
right.
Those classrooms look different to compared to other classrooms and typically things changed. Now these teachers would also be invited in the state level training, right? तो स्टेट से जो ट्रेनिंग होते हैं डिस्ट्रिक्ट में ब्लॉक में, तो दे वुड गो देयर,
राइट?
एंड स्लोली आफ्टर अ ईयर इट स्टार्टेड हैपनिंग दैट व्हेन दे वुड गो देयर, एंड हमने ऐसा कहा नहीं था कि आप ऐसे जाके बोलना, बट इनएडवर्टेंटली दे वुड स्टार्ट शेयरिंग देयर कि यू नो हम इस तरीके से पढ़ाते हैं ना, तो बच्चे बहुत जल्दी यूजिंग देयर वर्ड्स जल्दी से कैच कर लेते हैं, एंड सो दे वुड आस्क, एंड इनएडवर्टेंटली अ कपल ऑफ देम बिकेम द what they call RP, means the trainer.
Got it.
For those trainings. So then at least there was somebody, people started saying, ki, haan, achha, koi aisa sansta hai, ye hai. Because in some parts of the country, there is also some question mark in terms of believing you, because they've also had experiences of conversions,
true.
Trafficking, lots of not so nice things also happen in the guise of doing some work, right?
Mm.
So wo hua. After our, some officers had heard our name, that's what our teachers told us, that's when we approached them.
Right.
Then we approached the district collector, met with him and all of that. And then, so in fact, one such district collector, he used to keep saying, ki aap hamara KGBV mein kuch kariye, wahan koi karta nahi hai kaam and we need support. And but pehle to I said, nahi nahi, kahan hum wo naye jagah mein ghusenge. And you know, it's a different animal, na? Residential, old girls and senior grades. But on the other hand, there were several series of incidents which happened in not in Jharkhand necessarily, but in the country where the girl child was, they were abused or exploited, whether it was the Muzaffarnagar case and several. So that was kind of just bothering me at a different level, not to say ke, hi, hi, Jharkhand mein aisa hoga, but I was just feeling helpless and frustrated by that situation. I also have a daughter and I was just feeling ke, matlab, kya kar sakte hai na, aise to. Those two things just kind of came together and I said, okay, chalo, let's explore. And the center, while the running was good and we were able to see a lot of change, we realized that if at all, it's going to be exceedingly slow progress. Because wahan bahut monitoring ki avashyakta padti thi. ऐसे भी किस्से होते हैं ना, 2 से 4 सेंटर चलाना है, आप 3:30 को पहुंचे ताला लग गया है. सो एंड देन आई सेड कि आई एम नॉट हियर फॉर दिस विजिलेंस एंड पुलिसिंग की तुम कितने बजे गए, आप कितने बजे आए थे, खुला क्यों नहीं था, बंद क्यों नहीं था, ये वगैरह. सो दैट्स हाउ वी ग्रेविटेटेड टू केजीबी.
राइट. And can you like throw some light on the KGBVs in general? I know you started sharing with the kind of difficulties that girls do face after middle school. So from your experience, what parts of it is the KGBV solving? What parts of it is it not able to solve? It'll be really nice to understand that system.
So like I mentioned, for primary grades, there is a fair amount of gender parity in terms of enrollment. So there may be pockets, of course, that are deeply conservative communities. But leaving aside those pockets, broadly, you will see a fair number of girls also attending government school in the primary grades. After grade four or five, maybe, what tends to happen is that the schools tend to get slightly consolidated.
Right.
So maybe a grade 5 takka school would be literally like within 400 meters of hamlet or household. Now maybe it becomes 800 meters or a kilometer. Parallelly, that's also the time the girls hit puberty.
Right.
They would be around 11, 12, that kind of age, or maybe 13 sometimes. So that distance, the hitting of puberty, the need, there is always work to be done at home, younger kids to be taken care of, or some vegetable patch needs to be tended to, etc. And there are also very real safety concerns about girls traveling by themselves en route to school and back, particularly for girls from marginalized sections, whether they are SC, ST, some minorities, besides the issue of toilet availability and the menstrual piece, all that within the school itself. So the girls tend to drop out. Now, to kind of counter that, since 2004, the government of India has enacted this scheme called Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalaya scheme. The idea is to set up a KGBV school in every block, which they call EBB, educationally backward block, where originally aisa tha ki female literacy rate is below a certain par or a benchmark that they've decided. So these were residential schools. They start from grade 6, essentially. After that, states have taken slightly different routes, right? So there are some states which run only grade 6 to 8. Then there are states which go 6 to 10. And I believe Jharkhand is one of the only states which has actually gone from grade 6 to grade 12.
Right.
Which is great, because that creates that opportunity for girls, right? Almost all seats are reserved for below poverty line families, with reservation depending on the block and the district's population demography, reservation for all marginalized communities, whether it's OBC, SC, ST, certain minorities. Enrollments are also where, you know, dropout girls are given a preference, single parent families are given a preference. And in that sense, I find this to be a very inclusive space. Right? I mean, unlike a Navoday, it's not that hum filter karke jo best of the best lenge.
Right.
It's in fact very, I wouldn't say the opposite, but it's much, much more open and inclusive.
Right.
Of course, there are odd cases where people who otherwise don't qualify in that category, to fall in that category, use different means and do get in. So I'm not saying ki 100% policy ki jo soch hai wo implement hoti hai, but fair amount hoti bhi hai. Aisa bhi nahi ki it's like a totally defunct system for implementation. There are 2-3 ways of running KGBVs, models available. Jharkhand has opted for all KGBVs where you'll have one compound where there is a hostel, where about 350 odd girls would be living on campus the whole day. And there would also be a school, right? So there is a hostel and a school all within a campus in which the girls study and they live. There are also other models in some other states where there is only a hostel and the girls go and attend the local government school.
Right. And Lopa, from your experience, given that you've worked in, you know, formal education setups, informal education setups, urban and rural, when you compare those, what are sort of some things that just stay like the same, and what are some of the fundamental differences in working in rural, urban, or working with the government system or informal?
I mean, one of the things I feel is that the kids are pretty much the same wherever you go. ठीक है, किसी कोई मुंबई में रहा है तो ही मे नो लाइक 20 फ्रेजेस मोर इन इंग्लिश एंड ही मे अंडरस्टैंड एड्स बेटर एंड ऑल्सो ऑन द नेगेटिव साइड ही मे वॉन्ट टू हैव पेप्सी इंस्टेड ऑफ वॉटर एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट बिकॉज दे आर जस्ट मोर एक्सपोज टू मोर कंज्यूमर
करेक्ट
बिहेवियर ऑन इन द रूरल यू फाइंड अदर काइंड ऑफ पॉजिटिव एंड नॉट सो पॉजिटिव एक्सपोजर थोड़ी लिमिटेड होती है बट बहुत सिंसियरिटी है हार्डवर्क करने की एबिलिटी बहुत है सरप्राइजिंगली वेरी ऑफ्टन टीचर्स आर ऑल्सो वेरी सिमिलर
राइट
अगेन येस ऑफकोर्स नाउ एनीबडी हू स्पेंड 20 इयर्स इन अ मेट्रो इट्स हैबिचुएटेड ना टू ऑलवेज बी इन अ हरी एंड टू सी जल्दी बोलिए क्या है सो वो आपको रूरल में कम मिलेगा ऐसा बट इसेंशियली विज़ा-विज़ द अप्रोच टू टीचिंग और द ओपननेस टू न्यू थिंग्स आई फाइंड इट्स मोर अ ह्यूमन थिंग वर्सेस लाइक रूरल में ऐसा है अर्बन में ऐसा है काइंड ऑफ थिंग आई ऑल्सो फाइंड दैट अक्रॉस द बोर्ड यू ऑलवेज कम अक्रॉस टीचर्स who are very genuinely interested in learning new things, wanting to change and wanting to change what happens in their classrooms, etc. I also find that almost all teachers, whether they are doing a very great job as in teaching or not, they are very aware of the kids. So, jo teacher bahut padhate bhi nahi honge na, usko wo bachche ki mansikta, uski reality sab bahut deeply pata hota hai. So to that extent, I feel that they are very aware, quite invested. Rural mein kuch had tak zyada because smaller hai na community, there are just fewer people right. kind of get to know. But I feel those are very like very common across the board. So it's like is Delhi better, Bombay better type. Wo to aisi koi debate ka answer nahi hai. You just have to see where your belief is better aligned and where you are. More energized when you have to work.
Got it. So the core of the work and the people, you're saying people are people and the core of the work is very similar. It is each person's preference on where they settle down better, where they want to work.
And where you feel calling hoti hai ki nahi pata nahi, but aapko lagta hai ki mujhe ye karna hai.
Right.
Ultimately, see, if you are not going to enjoy your, and by enjoy, I don't mean have lots of free time type enjoy, but enjoy your work in terms of the challenge and the meaning and also, right. of course, the joy. You work to zyada nahi chal sakta na, fir aisa.
And one question on the rural side, are the social elements of, you know, like divisions like religion, caste, etc., or even economic much higher than in the urban side, or is it actually from your experience it plays out differently but it's sort of there everywhere?
So divisive log hain, right? And that's not even economically better off worse off, aisa bhi nahi hai. You will find it across the board. It's very unfortunate, but you will find it very more often than not. What people are feeling divided or where they are seeing us and them at what boundary, that varies sometimes, but they are very much there. So, aisa nahi hai ki in urban now, suddenly there is just no awareness of any us and them and any division and any caste and any regionality. Like, because urban centers are melting pots, the regionality becomes a big identity factor.
Right.
Caste is always been an identity factor. The language you speak, ye Kannada hai, ye aisa hai, ye waisa hai. So those are not such huge issues there. There may be other such issues. But unfortunately, it is there. And I'm saying, having said that, of course, what happens in large in society, the school cannot remain isolated because
Absolutely.
School society ka hi ek bhag hai.
And Lopa, across all the work that you've done and obviously with Ugam's work as well, when you think about like, you know, the biggest impact, what sort of comes to mind? Whether it could be numbers, it could be stories, but would love to hear some stories of impact.
As you work more, your understanding of what you may call impact will also, it's a dynamic process.
Sure.
Right? It's not like sure. what I would used to think 10 years ago. I may not think of that as big impact. And to be very honest, I may not even be chasing that same thing.
Right.
And that doesn't devalue that achievement. I think, again, like the first question where you said, hey, what have you started? Aisa mere paas koi, oh my God, this like was like this massive impact. Because ek to aisa hai na ki aap akele to kuch bhi nahi kar rahe. right? I happened to be the founder because I just took the lead and set up the Section 8 company. Hmm. But really, kya akela kuch bhi nahi ho sakta hai, right? So, wo impact kiska hai, even sure. Sanstha ka bhi hai ki nahi kehna is questionable. My prior work I'll talk about later, but vis-a-vis Ugam, I think having entered a space which is I find relatively underserved and making a space there, reaching out to 4 districts. We have also now started a fellowship program for KGBV graduate girls.
Oh wow!
And that happened post COVID because ek saal to humne kiya, but then we realized ke ye to it's not like this is going away in 3-4 months, right?
Mm.
And up till then we didn't have a community connect. We were connected to KGBVs,
right?
Right. So it's not that when the girls went home, we were not going to communities and doing some summer camp, winter camp type things.
Mm.
So we said we realized ki local resource bahut zaruri hai because when things don't work well, it's ultimately no Lopa and Venil are going to be able to go there.
Hmm.
So that was one. Two, we also felt that koi role models ladkiyon ke liye ho bane jo unke liye kuch community mein kar paaye. So it has very modest aims, but that's what we have started. See, the thing with any type of work where you have a lot more control over what you are doing, and the positive is that there is a lot of control. There is a lot of much more faster gratification. So yeah. Today, if I see my fellows, I feel, oh my God, 3 months mein to kitna change aa gaya hai. It's good to feel that. Versus other work, which is more systemic, which is more process oriented, and that wheel is so large that it's going to take a long time to turn. But the beauty is when it will turn, it will suddenly make a big change for a lot of people.
Mm.
So I think we've made significant inroads. We've trained a lot of teachers. We've worked with teachers. We've done vision exercises with wardens, things like that. So, and fellowship, which we have floated in 2 districts, we'll be launching in a 3rd district now. We also come out with a small periodical for girls in KGBVs because we felt ki wo ek niche area tha. Matlab, ladkiyon ke liye rural adolescent ladkiyon ke liye koi magazine aisa dikha nahi.
Right.
So that's what we've started doing. So those are, I mean, those things make me happy. And of course, there are numbers to do baseline and end line. And prior to Ugam in my previous work, I think there have been many, many, many instances in a very like a one-on-one level interaction. In Akanksha was part of this Learning to Lead program. And my students from there are today doing very well. They are doing very meaningful work. And I believe they've taken that transformative jump, which is what we had thought of when we started that program.
Hmm.
So I think that's kind of, I find it very gratifying. So I think those have been very, very rewarding things with Cavalier, just working and feeling all the challenge, the frustration, the joys of having made a breakthrough in a facilitation session with a really tough group of people.
Hmm.
So those have been in my limited this thing. For me, those are the high points and what it's adding to me as a person.
Right.
And I think the biggest addition can only be that while you are chasing it, you remain detached from it. I think that's the biggest learning.
Right. Yeah,
because then the successes are not that high, but neither are the failures that low. Because of course, with all the impact and successes, there have been cases where things haven't worked and kids we haven't reached and things like that.
Yeah. Now, I resonate a lot with the point you were sharing about control and, you know, when you're doing it just by yourself, the kind of movement and when you're working with a much larger system, they sometimes feel very different and again, it's that preference of saying where do you get your energy from and where do you work. I have one broad last question, but before that, I just wanted to check, is there anything else that as we've been talking comes to your mind that you would like to share that we've not yet covered?
No, nothing. It's just making me feel very nostalgic. And I think for me, in that sense, which I didn't know when I joined Akanksha, but that's been a very big life-changing event. Mm. Not event, but like that whole time, you know.
Right.
And not just with Shaheen, with whom, of course, I work, but also that team of people that I got to work with closely. Mm. I think we have formed relations which have become much deeper. And today, none of us are in Akanksha, but those relations, those bonds still are there. And I think immense learning from each and every one of those people. So I'm just feeling very nostalgic about that. the whole thing. And I would say the same for Kevalya. I mean, the kind of people I got to work with and huge learning.
Right. So Lopa, my like final question is around just what are some of the either the biggest learnings or pieces of advice that you'd love to share with others who are listening who may want to embark onto a similar journey but all in their own way? What are some of your biggest learnings or advice that you'd like to share with them?
Advice to pata nahi, as I'm aging, I am training myself to not give advice because I'm gathering that's like not the nicest thing people want to hear. But I think if there is a very strong urge, go ahead and do it, whatever it is that you have this urge for. Don't overanalyze it. Perfect solutions are never there, because if they were ready-made available, you wouldn't be doing what you were doing in the first place, right? But also, I think be very cognizant of whose need is being served, finally, because very often we feel that it is the other person's need, but actually it may not be. So just like really, really that listening from the heart and spending that time to understand that need. And it could be, there is nothing wrong with serving your own needs, but it's good to be aware of, aisa to nahi hai na ki meri need hai, main dusre ki bata kar rahi hu. So I think that degree of self-awareness, if you don't have it at the start, at some point it will come and hit you. Humility, if you don't have, you will get it. So it's good to start with having that. And particularly for the system, if choosing to work on a systemic change mode, I think unless there is in your heart, there is genuine respect for all the different people that you are going to work with. And I really mean genuine, not ki training mein bolna tha, isliye maine bol diya ki bahut badhiya, and deep down I'm thinking kya bade bakwas baat kar rahi. And that faith, everybody who is here because they want to do something good. If that faith is not there, then don't engage in that work, because people are more perceptive than what we give them credit for. So people do pick up whatever it is that the deeper nuance is. So I think that and patience. If one is in a big hurry to show impact in 6 months, 8 months time, thoda difficult ho jayega.
Anything else, Lopa, you want to add before we close?
Nahin, nothing.
It was lovely hearing, I think, all your different insights, especially given the breadth and depth, of course, but also just the breadth of different kinds of contexts you've worked in. It was really, really interesting to just hear all of those stories from you. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked this episode, do subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your suggestions, reactions, or even guest nominations. You can DM us on Instagram, our handle is @anewkindofcelebrity, or email us @anewkindofcelebrity@gmail.com. We look forward to meeting you soon. Till then, good luck and take care.